Very early this morning at 12:30 a.m., Fortuna police observed a vehicle traveling westbound in the eastbound lane directly in front of him. The vehicle entered southbound Highway 101, rapidly accelerating to speeds above 100 miles an hour. Officers pursued as it continued, and the driver eventually lost control of his vehicle south of Highway 36. Officers made contact with 24-year-old Jesus Gonzalez of Fortuna, determining that Gonzalez was under the influence of an alcoholic beverage, and he was placed under arrest. He was transported to Redwood Memorial Hospital, where he was treated for minor injuries. But to add more to the case, while speaking with Gonzalez, officers learned that he had stolen the vehicle from the 3600 block of School Street in Fortuna. Gonzalez told officers he had stolen that vehicle because he could not find keys to his vehicle and needed to go to work in Scotia. Early Saturday morning, a Eureka police officer traveling near the county courthouse noticed the American flag and State of California flag being lowered. Police say it was a member of the Occupy movement, 21-year-old Lance Henry, who was reportedly attempting to take down the flags and raise his own cardboard flag. After being asked to put the proper flags back up, Henry refused and, after a brief scuffle with officers, was arrested for trespassing at the courthouse. A brief missing person case has been solved in Southern Humboldt. Saturday afternoon, 45-year-old Keith Rodney Matlock of Fortuna was located safely in the area of Shively Road, south of Scotia. Fortuna Police Department would like to thank the family and the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office for their assistance in the investigation. Over the weekend, a major injury traffic collision, as early Saturday morning, Eureka Police responded to the intersection of Harris and Albee Street for an injury traffic collision. 4:30 a.m., the collision involved just a single vehicle and a power pole. The driver, identified as Daryl Sullivan Jr. of Eureka, was apparently traveling eastbound on Harris Street in the right lane. For reasons unknown, he drifted to the right, colliding with a large power pole along the south side of the roadway. Police and medical personnel responded. Sullivan was quickly transported to St. Joseph Hospital, where he was treated for life-threatening injuries. His condition at this time is unknown. And a reminder that Pacific Gas and Electric Company has announced that its employee resource group are accepting applications from college students for financial assistance through the group's scholarship fund. Scholarships are worth applying for. They'll provide at least 100 university-bound students up to $3,000 each in aid for exemplary scholastic achievement and community leadership. All college-bound students living within PG&E's Northern and Central California service are welcome to apply. To apply for the scholarship, visit PG&E's website.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
Sheriff's deputies, agents from the County Drug Task Force, Fish and Game, and federal DEA agents served a search warrant on a piece of rural property in Tubi Ranch Friday afternoon, discovering a sophisticated growing operation. Officers found and seized 33 pounds of hash, 124 pounds of drying marijuana, plants, and 4 firearms. 5 people were arrested on site, charged with cultivation and possession for sale, and also with felonies for being armed while doing so. 5 of those arrested are suspected of being in the country illegally from Mexico. 2 other men, 29-year-old Justin Henseth of Washington State and 22-year-old Colin Schilling from Salem, Oregon, were also arrested. All 7 were booked in the county jail. Last year, the final state budget signed by Governor Brown cut more than $750 million in funding from the Cal State University system, which includes Humboldt State University. And the governor's latest proposal is not going to replace that money anytime soon. The 27% cut to CSU funding dropped state support for the CSU system to the lowest it's been since the late 1990s. With the KIN Essence of the News, I'm Anthony Mendova.